Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Is your school bang up to date with new technology, or do your pupils simply use computers in exciting and innovative ways while at home? Stephen Crown, Chief Executive of Becta, was in the Talk to Learn hot seat for a debate on harnessing children's enthusiasm for technology as part of Becta's Next Generation Learning campaign. Ensuring that staff were up to speed with the latest developments was the priority, according to many contributors. Bob Harrison is an education advisor and school governor.
I believe the greatest challenge is to raise the confidence and competence of the educational workforce and to develop systems and processes which are agile enough to cope with learners' own devices. This is a major challenge for the Building Schools for the Future programme.
Jo Williams, a primary head teacher in Lancashire, said every staff meeting at her school included a 15-minute ICT session.
It gives us the opportunity to look at new software and websites and also share good practice in the use of interactive whiteboards, DigiBlue cameras and so on in the classroom.
One school leader said he felt left behind by technological change, even though he considered himself fairly computer literate.
If we're to train tomorrow's generation in the use of technologies that haven't yet been invented, we need to be at the cutting edge of technology, not receiving hand-me-downs from everyone else after they've tried it out.
Sharing ICT expertise between schools is a good way of training staff, according to another school leader.
We did this with one of our staff and it was very successful. We also met the costs of an expert between six schools who did training with our ICT people, who then themselves cascaded that knowledge to the other staff.
Elsewhere, many contributors felt the problem lay with old school buildings that weren't up to the job, including Cathy Forsdyke, a school admin manager in a Northampton primary.
What use is state-of-the-art technology if your fuses blow because the electricity supply is not modern enough?
Amanda Taylor, an office manager in a small rural primary in Bedfordshire, said schools such as hers face particular problems as there were no ICT experts among the small dedicated staff.
While we buy into the LA's IT support service, this is not an instant turnaround. I've suggested that we discuss the issue of a dedicated full-time technician shared among local schools, each contributing towards the salary costs.
But others argued that ICT development posed significant challenges for primaries across the board, which Stephen Crown acknowledged.
The size of some primary budgets makes it difficult to plan and implement effective approaches. My own view is that we need to go further down the road of local collaboration, and we need to work very closely with parents to ensure we have a balanced approach to using the technology, building skills and experience that will enable young children to use it effectively.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.